A whole new kind of bait and switch. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The fish you order from the menu isn't always the fish that winds up in your plate. This according to an article in Nature magazine. Scientists at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, tested the DNA of red snapper ordered in various restaurants, and they found that about 75% of the time, the fish wasn't really red snapper at all. The researchers say that other species of fish are often sold as red snapper. This not only fools diners, but also results in false information being given to fisheries and wildlife managers. So even though red snapper is becoming increasingly rare, authorities think plenty of them are being caught and sold, and therefore must be plentiful. In other fish news, researchers in Japan have shown how salmon can be coaxed into laying trout eggs. The fish are fairly closely related, so the researchers were able to transplant primordial germ tissue from trout embryos into salmon embryos. Germ tissue develops into egg and sperm cells, so when the salmon matured, they carried the eggs or sperm of trout. The researchers think the technique could help breed endangered species of fish and also increase production of commercial fish for market. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.